There is excitement about Biogen's new Alzheimer's treatment, Aduhelm, also known as aducanumab. There's also controversy. One trial concluded it could delay decline in early phases of Alzheimer's by about 22%. Another phase 4 trial showed no benefit, and both studies were stopped early when monitors concluded there weren't likely benefits. The drug also requires monthly infusions and monitoring for risks like brain swelling and bleeding. Health centers worry about handling that. And the FDA's approval requires that Biogen start a new trial. Well, we're going to hear from a doctor who's still very much in favor. But first, Dr. Jason Karlowish, co-director of the Penn Memory Center. His recent column in Stat News is titled, "If the FDA approves Biogen's Alzheimer's treatment, I won't prescribe it." So, Dr. Karlowish, what do you say now?
Well, Alzheimer's disease is a disease of autonomy. And as a physician who cares for persons with Alzheimer's, I'm keen to promote and respect their autonomy. And so with the drug available, after educating patients and their families about the uncertainties of whether it is beneficial, you know, if they want to take it, I will write a prescription. But I remain an unenthusiastic prescriber of this drug.
And let's remind ourselves, there are other treatments out there that treat the symptoms of Alzheimer's. This drug claims to reduce plaque that is on the brain that is thought to lead to dementia, which they claim will reduce the symptoms. But, you know, I can hear an Alzheimer patient saying, oh, if I could just reduce the plaque just a little bit. Why are you so against that?
Well, because I too think that the hypothesis that reducing amyloid may slow the disease remains an attractive hypothesis. But it remains a hypothesis. It remains one that needs to be studied.
Well, and there are some people who feel that the head of the FDA, while this was ongoing, was perhaps too close to Biogen while this decision was being made. Again, the agency didn't listen to its advisory panel. Do you also feel, though, that it's false hope? Is that part of what you're saying?
Well, you know, I'm going to set those sorts of discussions by, because in some sense, hope is really a subjective, very personal thing. And who am I to say what's the right amount of hope? You know, I think as a physician, as a researcher, as a writer, you know, my responsibility is to say, you know, what do the data say and how to make sense of them? You know, the two studies didn't give us the answers we needed. Another study was needed. And indeed, the FDA agrees with me on that because their approval requires Biogen to conduct a, quote, new randomized and controlled trial to verify the drug's clinical benefits. So that's in the FDA's announcement.
Yeah. Well, I use the word hope because the head of the Alzheimer's Association did. You know, he said, it's an important approval because the families of patients feel like they have some hope that any delay of dementia symptoms is cause for celebrations. And Stat News spoke to a patient who felt that he did have a little bit more clarity with the drug. He was in a trial.
So, you know, the experience of patients in these trials is very informative. But the key thing about a drug that is being tested to see whether it slows the progression of Alzheimer's is these studies need to go on for 18 to 24 months sometimes in duration in order to get a good sense of how our patients are doing on the measures of memory, day-to-day function, well-being. And so I'm not discounting the patient experience. I'm saying for the purposes of deciding whether I should recommend a drug to a patient, I need the kind of data that come from a randomized and controlled trial that goes on for at least 12 to 18 months.
The cost, $56,000 per patient. It's presumed in many cases this will be taken up by Medicare Part B. People are worried about it overwhelming that system. And again, it seems like you're saying it's not about $56,000 for some improvement. You're saying there's inconclusive results. Does the cost worry you?
Well, sure, because if the results are inconclusive, you know, short of a cost that's pennies a day, any cost, $56,000, for example, a year per patient per year becomes a rather large bill. And, you know, there's a lot of other things we could do with $56,000 a year for persons living with dementia and their family members.
Is your phone ringing off the hook? I mean, your patients might already know your opinion if they read the Stat column. What are you hearing?
We're hearing mixed stories from our patients and their family members. I think give them credit that, yes, they're desperate. I'm desperate. But I think when they hear what's the controversies, I think, you know, certainly there are some who say, you know, I'll take the risk. But others say, you know, I don't think I'm going to pursue taking this drug.
Dr. Karlowish, thank you.
You're very welcome. It was a pleasure to be here.
That's Dr. Jason Karlowish, co-director of the Penn Memory Center, on why he's reluctant to prescribe Biogen's new Alzheimer's drug, Aduhelm. His book, by the way, is The Problem of Alzheimer's. And now we turn to a doctor with a very different position, Dr. Gayatri Devi. She treats Alzheimer's patients at Lenox Hill Hospital in New York. She's author of The Spectrum of Hope, an optimistic new approach to Alzheimer's disease and other dementias. Dr. Devi, welcome.
Thank you for having me on the show, Robin.
And Dr. Karlowish has the same objections others do, as you're well aware. They say the studies weren't conclusive. The scientific board for the FDA vehemently against approval. We're hearing even one of the members of the FDA's expert panel for nervous system therapies said he's going to quit over the committee's decision. So why are you in favor of this medication getting approval and prescribing it?
I am on the front line of treating patients with Alzheimer's. I've been treating Alzheimer's disease since 1994, and to me, this is the most exciting drug that we have in our arsenal to date. It's the only drug that I know of that modifies the amount of plaques and tangles in the brain, the two hallmarks of Alzheimer's disease, and that's been shown in both large trials to be reduced in patients who are on this medication. There hasn't been clinical improvement in one study, whereas there was improvement in the other study. But to me, clinical improvement is something that's variable, and it's based on the level of severity of the illness, the type of Alzheimer's that the patient has, and the kind of brain that the patient brings to the illness.
Have you seen anyone? Do you know anyone who was in a trial?
Yeah, I've had two patients in trials, and they seem to have benefited from it. Based on my projection of their trajectory of their illness, it appeared that they progressed much more slowly. And I can think of at least one person, a patient of mine who is 30 years old with early onset Alzheimer's disease. I also took care of her father. There's somebody who I would think it would be worthwhile to try this drug with. And there's very little else I can offer in terms of currently available treatments. And it may not work with her, but it may very well be the best thing we have available to offer someone like that.
Yeah. So let me jump in with a couple of things here. Yes, this medication has been shown to reduce some of that plaque, but it has not been shown that in reducing that plaque, it reduces the symptoms of or the problem of Alzheimer's. Do you worry about, first of all, selling false hope, but selling it at a really high price, $56,000 per patient for a year?
Right. So I think that there are probably going to be a whole bunch of patients who are not going to be helped by this medication. And it's hard to tell which group is going to be helped. Having said that, I do know that if I were somebody with Alzheimer's disease who has the presence of plaques and tangles in the brain, I would probably think about trying it to see if it's going to help. Understanding, of course, that there is the big problem of side effects like the brain swelling and the brain hemorrhages that have been seen with this medication.
Well, we know there's a lot of interest in this, and you said that it won't be for everyone. But do you worry about another concern that comes up because of that, which is that people might be testing and finding out if they are going to have Alzheimer's, a heritable Alzheimer's, and they might start taking this medication much earlier on? And that the whole thing is going to just really crash the medical system.
So that is a big concern. You want to make sure that this drug is going to be used in the population of patients where it's most likely to have benefit. I think physicians, including myself, are going to be very cautious about the patients that we choose to get this medication, because it's really important to understand that this drug is not without serious side effects.
As you well know, this is considered one of the most controversial drug introductions in years. The FDA is requiring that Biogen do further studies. Do you worry that this is going to have a negative impact on your field? If patients are disappointed in it, if they love it, even if the further testing doesn't show any results and it gets stopped?
Certainly. I think this is going to be a drug whose controversy is going to continue over time. I do hope that over time, more and more people who could benefit from earlier detection of Alzheimer's disease will come to get evaluated so that if they are eligible for any of the drugs in this class, which I'm hoping there'll be many more drugs in the pipeline, they're going to be taking something that'll maybe even prevent Alzheimer's from occurring. One of the reasons why I see patients later in the course of their condition is because the general feeling is, what's the point in getting tested? What's the point in figuring out whether or not I have Alzheimer's? Because there's nothing to do about it anyway.
And there may be.
This is the first of many big mays where there may be some benefit from this medication in terms of changing progression of the illness.
That's Alzheimer's physician Dr. Gayatri Devi of Lenox Hill Hospital. She'll be prescribing Aduhelm for patients in her practice. We spoke earlier to Dr. Jason Karlowish, who, if asked by patients, will prescribe it, but he is very much against the approval. Dr. Devi, thank you so much, and best of luck to you.
Well, thank you very much.